from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. North Korea's Kim pledges no nuclear weapons unless threatened. North Korea's state news agency says President Kim Jong-un has told a ruling party Congress his country will not use nuclear weapons unless its sovereignty is threatened by other nuclear powers. The KCNA report today says Kim is also willing to normalize relations with states that had been hostile toward the Pyongyang government, and says Kim called for more talks with South Korea to reduce distrust and the potential for further misunderstandings. In March, North Korea threatened a preemptive and indiscriminate nuclear strike on the U.S. and South Korea in response to joint military drills. A 72-hour ceasefire extension in the Syrian city of Aleppo has provided some breathing space for residents. Displaced families returned home and schools reopened. Abu Amar is a teacher in Aleppo. He says they had to stop classes for 2 weeks, and now they will work at making up what was missed while the schools were closed. Authorities in Afghanistan hanged six men on death row who were convicted of grave crimes against civilians and public security. Taliban officials swiftly confirmed those executed belonged to the insurgent group and vowed to take immediate bloody revenge. The executions of the terrorists took place in a Kabul prison today on the orders of President Ashraf Ghani, his office confirmed to VOA. The move came after last month's complex suicide bombing in the Afghan capital that killed nearly 70 people. This is VOA News. Islamic State-affiliated terrorists have claimed responsibility for the killing of eight plain-clothed Egyptian police officers in an attack just outside Cairo in Helwan, Egypt. The gunman pulled up to the policeman's van in a small pickup truck, got out, and proceeded to open fire on the police vehicle before fleeing the scene, Egypt's state-run MENA news agency reported. It is the deadliest attack in Cairo since November, when four police officers were gunned down by IS fighters at a security checkpoint. President Obama has delivered a commencement speech at the historically African-American Howard University here in Washington. He told the graduates that race relations have improved over the last three decades, but that more work needs to be done.
In 1983, I was part of fewer than 10% of African-Americans who graduated with a bachelor's degree. Today, you're part of more than 20% who will. And more than half of blacks say we're better off than our parents were at our age, and that our kids will be better off, too.
President Obama told the college graduates they are better positioned than at any other time to address outstanding problems. Donald Trump, the presumptive U.S. Republican presidential nominee, is sharpening his attacks on his likely rival in the November election, Hillary Clinton. During a campaign stop in the Pacific Coast state of Washington, Trump unleashed some personal attacks on Clinton and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, for his past indiscretions. As for Hillary Clinton, she seemed to be taking a more subtle approach to mocking Trump.
When I think about what's at stake, even if I weren't running for president, I would be doing everything I could to make sure that the presumptive nominee of the Republican Party never gets near the White House.
Clinton inched closer to the Democratic Party nomination with a caucus win Saturday in Guam. Clinton won 60% of the vote, earning four of the seven delegates on the Pacific Island nation. Her rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, won three delegates. The ferocious forest fire raging through a community in Canada's Alberta province doubled in size Saturday, engulfing 200,000 hectares. The blaze has forced the evacuation of the city of Fort McMurray. The Canadian government has also declared a state of emergency in Alberta. Emergency officials say it could take months to bring the fire under control. Today is Mother's Day in the United States and scores of other places around the world. Mother's Day is a time to celebrate and appreciate all the work women do. Families traditionally give their mothers flowers and a fancy dinner to commemorate the day. U.S. President Barack Obama honored his wife, Michelle, in his weekly address, thanking her for the remarkable way she does the most important job, being a mom. And we want to wish all of you a happy Mother's Day. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.